Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Trump peace plan will not include a Palestinian state. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I've heard some rumors, David, that there is going to be a meeting there at Camp David in Maryland where Donald Trump will be meeting with the leadership of the Arab world. And they're going to be talking about his peace plan. Meanwhile, he's dispatched his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to travel into the Middle East and invite all those guys personally. They're not going to ask Israel to that meeting. And do you think it's going to go anyplace, or is it dead in the water?
Well, Jimmy, that was first reported by the Yediot Ahronot Israeli paper midweek that this summit was being planned. However, the White House quickly denied that. They said that a lot of things are being discussed, and apparently that is one of the things being considered, but that no actual plan has been put forward. Now, Jared Kushner, you said, has been in the Middle East meeting with King Abdullah and others, asking them, would you attend? Would you be in favor of this? And the reports are, again, unconfirmed, that there's been a lukewarm reception to that. The Saudis are hinting they may get into that, and the reports there are that they're disappointed that President Trump has not ordered stronger military response to the various Iranian actions we've had over the past couple months, attacking oil tankers and oil fields in Saudi Arabia. But we know the Arab world is looking at this peace plan. The thing that seems to have been confirmed by the American ambassador to Israel, David Frieden, is that it will not include a Palestinian state. Some sort of Palestinian autonomy would be granted, but not an actual Palestinian state. Well, Palestinians have already rejected the plan completely, so many people are just wondering, is this just all a show? Will anything come of it? And meanwhile, the prime minister and the military are preoccupied with Iran, with Hamas, and with the possibility of war. So war and not peace seems to be the likely result this year.
David Dolan explaining why the Trump peace plan may not go anywhere this year. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The Trump peace plan for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict seems it may not come together this year. Politically, because the Israelis do not have a government in place right now, and President Trump is gearing up for his re-election campaign for 2020. However, the main reason may be that the plan will not include a Palestinian state. Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority, has rejected any peace plan that does not include a Palestinian state. Bible prophecy doesn't include a Palestinian state in its scenario. However, the Palestinians, with or without a state, will be a major terror threat now and into the future. That's Ezekiel chapter 35, where the Palestinians are mentioned as Mount Seir. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...